Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
I'm back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The young boy that claimed he was gay at 7 and was doing the pole dancing was back in the news. I mean, he's called Desmond the Amazing or something like this. And Desmond is all done up, you know, almost in drag. And again, I'm sorry. Some of you are going to hate me for saying this, and I don't really care. Why would you do that to your child? Letting them in bars, places that you can't go at 2 o'clock in the morning. They can't get to. Most young people couldn't get in there after the dinner rush because there's alcohol and everything else. And all of a sudden, this is cool. This is okay. Why? I don't know how old he is now, but you know, at 9, 10, 11 years old, his parents were so proud of him because he was doing drag queen dancing, he was doing pole dancing. It's just nuts. And then again, when you talk about gender dysphoria, this is from the American Psychiatric Association. It says this is distress that results from not understanding what your true gender is. So, again, why is it that we keep doing this? I know, some of you are going to, I'm just going to irritate to no end. So if you don't have your heart medication close by, I don't know what to tell you. You have your warning. How's that? The things that we've done over the last few years, again, prove that we're an immoral society. Let's start, and instead I don't even have to say this, but let's start off with George Floyd. Okay, the way he died, wrong. I'm sorry, some of you guys get irritated with me, but the fact that you got your knee on the neck of somebody who can't breathe to begin with for 9 minutes is a problem. But let's get past that for a second. And I don't mean that in a flippant way. Let's just get past it. Right? There was an article in the paper that I read. I went, you know what? I got it. This writer says, on May 26th, the headline reads, "Rallies honor George Floyd a year later." He said, really? Well, just who is George Floyd, and why should we honor him? Now, think about all the statues that they're pulling down right now for a multitude of reasons. So they get on to George Floyd's record. Let's see. 6 burglaries, 3 car thefts, multiple illegal trespasses, which means he's on somebody else's property trying to get in or trying to do something. Cocaine and alcohol addiction, 2 violent, listen carefully, 2 violent home invasions, 3 armed robberies dealing with fentanyl and meth, beat 4 victims senseless almost to death, He's been arrested 23 times since 1998. And we're honoring him. Right? No, really. Think about this. We have done this more and more and more. And it doesn't make any sense to me. Look, he died incorrectly. Should he have died the way he did? Absolutely not. And this will go through the court system, or you know, will take its proper place through the system. I'm sure his family was paid, is paid, will be paid, and continue to go on to receive notice from this. But honor? Really? To what end? What now do we honor? We can't honor any of the founding fathers because they owned slaves. You don't care why they owned slaves. You don't care what would have happened if they got rid of those slaves and let them free at the time. Nobody's ever talked about this stuff. Why not? Why wouldn't you? It always, always floors me that nobody wants to get into the details about this stuff. Because then you'd probably find out just how wrong you really are. And I just, again, we haven't taught our kids history. We haven't brought them up properly. We haven't given them the tools that they need to succeed. That's our biggest problem. Until you start doing that, you're going to see what's happening out there. Joey B's days away, maybe weeks away, from signing off all the school debt. Well, who gets stuck with that? And why do the colleges who ran these bills up, look, if you are a parent of a teenager who went to college, you know what I'm talking about. These are country clubs with the services they sell your kids, they want to give your kids, or they have your kids go into debt over. They love this stuff. They think it's wonderful. And then so we're going to go in there after all that mismanagement of money, mismanagement of scholarships, mismanagement of grants, and we're going to bail them out. Wow. Just amazing to me. Schumer and Joey B are at it again. They're putting another plan. These are like kids left alone in a candy store overnight. Like they don't think they don't think this is a limit to this money. You know, they're the government. Joe and Senior House, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, Prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Senior your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? I mean, seriously. And you know what? You got to get engaged. First, get informed, though. This is why we're in so much trouble. Get informed, understand what's going on. Right? And then engage. Make sure you have your facts. I'll even go further. Make sure you have your proof. All right. There's just no way around all this stuff. I was talking to one of you guys. Sent me a story which was pretty good, and it had to do with the Texas Assembly leaving their state. You know, the Democrats heading over to Washington, D.C., you know, where the odor was familiar to them, apparently. Right? I mean, this is how bad they are. So, I finally got a copy of the bill, the Senate bill that they're talking about, or the bill that they think is Jim Crow bill, right? And when you look at the bill and you read through it, I don't know. Let me read a couple of these things to you. You tell me how bad it is in the chat room. You let me know how disgusting and how could they do something like this. I'd be curious because I haven't figured it out yet. I haven't found anything in here yet where I have to go, oh my God, I can't believe they would put that in there. But, you know, maybe I'm tainted. I don't know. Under Senate Bill 1 in Texas, a ban would be implemented on drive-through voting or casting a ballot from inside a vehicle unless participating in curbside voting due to a disability. What's wrong with that? A ban would also be placed on overnight voting, requiring polls to be open a minimum of 9 hours from 6 to 9 p.m. Right? So why do you need a voting poll open from, you know, midnight to 6 in the morning? I don't understand. Election officials would also be required to install... Ooh, this is the one that scares them to no end. Well, try to be Joey B. Come on, get with the whisper. Election officials would also be required to install a video surveillance system that records vote counting activities with a live stream made available... Here's the swear word for them. A live stream made available for the public in counties with 100,000 residents or more. Right? Those are large counties. They'd also be required to install tracking software to monitor all input and activities on electronic devices used to count votes. So we want to track where the votes come from. We want to track how they got there. Right? We want a camera watching over what's going on. So nobody can take us to the cleaners. And that begins beginning January 1st, 2024... Equipment that does not disable or remove any wireless connectivity capability would be prohibited from tabulating votes. I mean, look at one of the first big jobs I got when I got in the computer world. We would go to do a presentation. And one of our little young developer hacker friends was able to pull down the accounting data, not the package. Not necessarily work through it the way some of you would think. It's not that easy. But they were able to pull the file down, which was a big deal, from the parking lot because of wireless. And when you think about that, how easy would it be to change votes? How easy would it be to tamper with these machines from afar? Right? In addition, the voters would be required to include a driver's license number or at least the last four digits of Social Security number on a vote-by-mail application. All right, again, what's wrong with that? Shouldn't be a big deal. Individuals who help voters cast their ballot due to language or physical needs must fill out a document listing their name, address, relationship to the voter, and whether they're being paid by a candidate or political committee. Okay, so what's wrong with that? I'm trying to find one of these that's an issue or a problem. Right? Why wouldn't you want, you know, if you're up front, if you're legit, as my kids used to say, what's the problem with any of this so far? This is voter suppression, according to them. Let me see. What else is there? Those who drive three or more people to the polls would also be required to fill out a similar form unless all vehicle occupants are family members. Yeah, this is my cousin Frankie, my aunt Connie. And I mean, can you see how that's going to go? How are they going to prove that? Unlike Senate Bill 7, though, the original voting bill that was killed by the Democrats... SB1 does not include two controversial provisions. One would have created a process to make it easier to overturn election results based on claims of voter fraud. The other provision... See, I think if you can create a reasonable doubt, like, Your Honor, there's only 7 houses in this precinct, and somehow we had 82 people vote. How does that work? Okay? We had... 27 people that were 170 years old vote. But we can't find them. You see this address where we had 200 ballots, 200 voters? There hasn't been an apartment building there in 10 years. Right? I think, for me, I think those are the common sense ones that a judge should be able to look at and go, okay, that's not going to work. Discard those 200 votes. Those people that are 170 years old, unless you can bring them here, bring me pictures, or zoom them in, those are gone too. And I know some of you are totally right now going, what are you talking about? You're crazy. No, I'm not crazy. How are you going to fix it? Give me another way to fix it. I mean, this is just, again, this is crazy. One would have created the process to make it easier to overturn an election based on voter fraud. The other provision banned Sunday morning voting, which was very popular among black churches. They called it souls to the polls. Right? And, you know, again, Sunday morning voting, I don't know. Some of these places still have where you can't sell alcohol on Sunday in some of these small places. What's the big deal? Nothing about Sunday afternoon after, you know, after 11 o'clock. Is it really that bad? Here's what they probably didn't like either. It would make it a crime for public officials to offer or send vote-by-mail applications to those who have not requested one. You know, when you get a packet from somebody, and Congressman so-and-so says, hey, notice you haven't voted, and I just thought maybe you're having a hard time. Let me make sure you've got the ballot, and let me know if there's anything I can do for you. Where do you think that vote's going? Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases are on the rise in many areas of the country, with health officials blaming the Delta variant and slowing vaccination rates. New data from the CDC showing that new infections are now averaging more than 23,000 a day for the last 7 days. Cases are up over the last 14 days in every state except Maine and South Dakota. Health officials say the highly transmissible variant is now the dominant strain in the country and is spreading through areas with lower rates of vaccination. The CDC says that just over 55% of all Americans have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. And the bootleg wildfire in southern Oregon has become the largest in the nation, surpassing 200,000 acres burned. So far, it's destroyed 54 structures and 21 homes while forcing the evacuation of more than 100 more homes in its path. Officials say continued above-average temperatures, winds, and dry forest conditions have driven the blaze, which remains 0% contained. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. This is Real Time. I'm Showman Senior. Always a pleasure to be with you. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and being involved and being engaged and really, really doing something different. Okay? I'm not all about Joey B 24/7. Makes me crazy. You can go listen to other people doing that. I'm going to hit some of the crazy stuff that, you know, nobody else is hitting on, nobody else is talking about. Speaking of which, I mean, never really stops. So, the Democrats are at it again. I mean, you know, we say that like it's something new, right? They've never stopped. Think about it. Schumer announced another, you ready for this one? Another $3.5 trillion spending plan. What do you think of that? Right? He wants to piggyback that. And what they did was they broke it up in such a fashion where they might be able to get this one through. So, he announced in the wee hours, the Budget Committee had reached an agreement to allot another $3.5 trillion for a spending package that would actually complete Biden's infrastructure plan. Now, the Budget Committee has come to an agreement, he said, following the closed-door meetings. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's good. He said, you add that to the $600 billion bipartisan plan, you get $4.1 trillion, which is very, very, very close to what President Biden asked for. Every major program that President Biden asked for, they got taken care of. So every little pet project, every nickel that they want to spend to hand to Uncle Frank or whoever, you know, Hunter's probably running out of his billions. You know, they're looking at Daddy, looking at the big man, trying to figure out, you know, when he's going to run out of money. He's going to need a lot of medical care. Right? He'll have a lot of people around him telling him what room he's in and not in. The plan will fund a budget reconciliation package so that the Democrat lawmakers can sidestep the need for GOP support. And it can shield its funds from a filibuster. You know they've been pounding pavement trying to figure this out for weeks, how to make it happen. The budget will cover the costs to expand Medicare, you know, younger age, more of it for more people, address climate change, right, child care and education. They're calling these, ready for this one, human infrastructure. Is that really what infrastructure was supposed to be about? I thought it was supposed to be roads, bridges, highways, that kind of stuff. Right? Maybe even maybe even let that drip into the internet, the interweb, whatever you want to call it. Now, the Republicans are going to push against it, partially because you're spending way too much money. This is ridiculous. Now, Democrats will meet with Biden Wednesday and try to figure out what they can come up with, what they can push through, what they're willing to fight, and at what level. We're proud of this plan. We know we have a long road to go. We're going to get this done for the sake of making the average American lives a whole bunch better. You don't make the average American life better when you make them more dependent on government. It doesn't work that way. And it never has worked that way. These people are great the way they think. Or don't think. Whatever terminology you want to use. There's never a conversation on how you pay it back. Well, there is. I'm sorry, that's a lie. The conversation will raise taxes. It hasn't worked. If it worked, we'd have a lot of stuff already wiped out. And we don't. Come on, think it through. Stop electing these people that just see the government, see their seed as a never-ending money machine. That's really what it boils down to. They don't look at what they're putting on your grandchildren or anybody else over the years. Too bad it didn't come out of their wallet. Wouldn't that be a trick? De Blasio. Why did you send me this? Just to give me heartburn? New York City's next mayor is going to have almost a $5.5 billion budget deficit. Because de Blasio just keeps paying for stuff that they can't afford. They've got businesses moving out. Tax revenues are way down. They're talking about doing what San Francisco did, I guess, to drive people out of the city. It never stops with these people. A vacancy tax. You see, you can't rent out your office building. Because there's human feces in the walkway, there's human feces in the sidewalk out front, people are hanging their stuff out there, peeing and pooping on the streets, there's needles in front of your store, people aren't really coming down that part of town anymore because they're afraid, you know, of the high crime in that area. And then the city's going to step up and go, yeah, you know what, your office here has been vacant for 3 months, we're going to fine you, we're going to tax you for that. Yeah, they're calling it a vacancy tax. They're not even hiding it anymore. But Bill de Blasio, he's leaving his successor a budget with over a $5 billion deficit. Now, the city council just added another $300 million in hiring to the Big Apple's payroll, which is ludicrous. Again, their taxes are way down. Tax revenue. The spending was to be used to fund about 4,000 jobs was quietly included in the $98 billion 2022 fiscal budget year. City Council approved it last month. Now, the move reversed the hiring freeze that Blasio included in his January spending bill. What's he care now? He's not going to be around. What's it matter? The new workers, my God, they would swell the city's workforce cap to a high of almost 338,000. While the change in the 2022 budget will increase the workforce, the spending plan leaves in place it's a contradictory plan to eliminate 4,000 workers. So he's going to hire, what was the number here? I just missed it. He's going to hire how many workers? 4,000. Oh, perfect. He's going to hire 4,000 people and then get rid of 3,900. Yeah, come on. Help me with this. They'll all be gone by 2025. That'll put the next mayor in a difficult spot of finding a way to cut those jobs. I wouldn't. I would tell him, yeah, you hired him. He screwed you. I'm going to try to clean it up. I'll do the best I can do. But with the damage he's done, not so sure how quick I can move on it. Now, that move, that maneuver, if you would, followed a gimmick that the independent fiscal watchdog group uncovered in February. when it found out that that Hitler's budget, it relied on scoring $1 billion in unspecified sin. Well, Joey B., where do you think the money's going to come from? They were also looking for concessions from the city labor unions. Yeah, okay. The next year will have to propose its first budget. They'll have to find savings, and they'll have to find $1 billion in fake labor savings. The budget gap now, again, they were told originally it was going to be around $4 billion, but now it's up about $5.4 billion. I mean, what do they expect? They put an incompetent in there to run that city. I don't know. This is why I always say, without trying to be mean, they get who they deserve. They voted this man in. I didn't. You know what's going to end up happening? You and I are going to end up bailing them out with federal tax dollars. You watch. Because he's not going to be able to come back from this. They can't come back. The revenue isn't there. Businesses are moving out. So it's just craziness. Anyway, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Give us a call, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, if you head over to MyPillow, MyPillow.com, you're thinking about buying yourself a nice set of slippers like I have that I enjoy very much, right? He's got pillow, you know already, he's got pillows and sheets, pillowcases, all that kind of stuff. Ultimately, though, really, the slippers are the coolest. But before you check out, use promo code Joe. If you can't spell that, you shouldn't be driving, like I always say. Promo code Joe, you get another percentage off. We get a few pennies for just being the referral point. Everybody's happy. Everybody gets helped. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Back. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And, I'm not just saying that to repeat myself, I mean, really over and over and over again. I want to make sure you guys really get, it's work. It's work to do what we do, but it's okay. It's a big deal. It's a good thing. And we know we're doing the right thing. And at the end of the day, frankly, it's very rewarding. I say that on the school board. I have people say to me, why do you bother? Look at what you're up against. Look at all the fighting that you're doing. Yeah, but you know what? You're really not paying attention to the little stuff that I do that does get done, that does get to help kids. And those are a big deal. Right? And just keep them in the back of your head, because, sometimes that's what you need to hold on to. Most people don't know what you do up there. Unless you're shutting down something, a big service that they want, that they think they're being beat over. Nobody cares about them. Nobody's paying attention to them. Them being the constituents as a whole. Right? This is so much I want to get to. I don't have enough time. James Woods put out a tweet today, or yesterday, I should say. There's a picture of a statue. There was a statue, not a picture of, but a statue. And the statue, nobody took the time to understand what the statue was about. And it was Lewis and Clark with a Native American tracker. Now, here's the problem. Lewis and Clark are standing there looking out, you know, into the future. The tracker, which was a she, obviously, which was a Native American, was obviously on her knees next to them, looking down. That had to mean that she was a slave, right? It had to mean that she was subservient to them. It had to mean that it was the white guy being mean to the Native American again. No, actually, if they did a little homework, they would have found out that she was a tracker and a guide. And I'm probably going to screw the name up, but it was Sacagawea. That's it. Right? Look it up for yourself. Look up Sacagawea. She is credited with, you know, being a big part of American history. Lewis and Clark could have never done what they did without her help. This is why they have stories about her. They have paintings about her. They have these statues about her. But the left can't be bothered doing their homework. They only care about one thing. They want it to look like, they want you to look bad. They want you to look like, and they will know why about it. They want to lie and twist this stuff around. And they don't care. They just flat out don't care. So anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Give a call if you want. I wouldn't mind, but give a call if you want. And again, it goes right back to, what are they selling us? What are they doing? How do we make sure that your kids and my kids and my grandkids know what the truth is? Right? I want you to think about this, what we're hearing out of Hollywood. They're constantly trying to push, you know, shove on us their moral order. Right? The moral order of atheists and abortionists and communists. They keep pushing that on us, trying to tell us how to take the high moral ground their way. And if you really think about what they're pushing on us, nothing could be further from the truth. I don't want anything to do with them. I don't care which part of the group they are. I want absolutely nothing to do with them. They're not going to stop lying to us anytime soon. You know, how many of them you think came close to having their house repossessed during all of this? Right? How many of those, whatever they are, commentators, actors, actresses, how many of them got deep, in very, very deep financial trouble? Because as they were, you know, just take Don Lemon telling everybody to stay home. By the way, some of you may not have seen it. I put out a picture of him, you know, Mr. Every symbol is bad, everything is bad, everybody's racist. He's got one of those Blackman flower jars in his kitchen. Why would you do that? Seriously. But, oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot. He can't be racist because he's a black man making fun of another black man. Life News says that it's absolutely shameful that the Catholic Church has removed Father Altman from ministry for teaching pro-life in the church from Scripture. Pro-life Christians, right? You shouldn't vote for pro-abortion candidates. You shouldn't do it. Your Christianity comes first. Your belief system should come first, not last. That's what's getting old in our heads. Because we're seeing it, you know, you're seeing it happen more and more. Christians just fall in line with what's hot. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, too. What the politically correct thing is to do. Either they don't want to offend anybody, or they want to look good, or they whatever it is. It's like, no, don't look good. It doesn't matter how you look. Are you doing the right thing? Can you look God, you know, in essence, can you look God in the face and say, yep, everything you gave me, I did well with it. I beat my brains out to do the right thing with it. I'm not so sure you can. No, really, think about it. Another Democrat caught with his hand in the fortune cookie jar. Yeah, you heard me. I'm not ashamed to say it. It's the truth. Why would you be ashamed to say it? Should an eight-term member of the House of Representatives who is on the Permanent Select Committee of Intelligence, the Committee on Energy, Committee on Commerce, and the Defense Intelligence and Warfighter Support Subcommittees own Chinese companies or buy into Chinese companies? How's that? Welch is just the latest United States, Representative Peter Welch from Vermont, is just the latest United States politician to get caught with his hands in the commie jar. Well, heck, he's there with Bernie. Bernie's been at this a long time. Welch's financial data shows that on March 5th, 2019, he bought roughly $15,000 worth of shares in two Chinese funds. I've heard about that. I mean, you've heard about this in detail. I find it fascinating, but I'm not going to do 3 hours of it here. One of the funds, Crane Shares, it holds a stake in a technology platform company that censors users on behalf of the CCP. So he actually bought stock in a company that squelches free speech in a foreign country. Why would he do that? Now, he's going to tell you it's part of a bigger buy, and, the stockbroker, he recommends, and we just say yay or nay, and, he's put together 15 different stock purchases in one day. Oh, my God, I can't go through them all. I have to trust a man to do something, right? You know that's the road they go down. The company, Crane Shares, has been flagged by the U.S. Department of State Department as a tool of the Chinese government. And it counts for the fund's largest investment. Now, Tennyson has no meaningful ability to tell the Chinese Communist Party no if officials decide to ask for their assistance. A foundation of technology, facilitated surveillance, social control. Now, they claim there's a whole bunch of Chinese oversight, so it's clean. But the guys watching them aren't clean. Really, think about it. So how could they be clean? Are you taking their word for it? Just amazing. The kicker's not over, though. I mean, it hadn't even come up, right? He was an over-the-top Trump-Russia collusion bootlicker. He was all over that. He just pounding away at it on a regular basis. He went on to say, which we could only get one place from one of his committees, there was evidence of the Trump campaign officials having direct contact with Russian officials, and we know Russia hacked the DNC files and doled out stolen information with the goal of aiding the Trump campaign. So the question is, what is the Russian connection with these guys? Now, when you look at this, no, really, think about it. You look at all the smoke screens that China puts out there, all the distractions, and the way they get you to look at other things you don't need to be looking at, so you won't hone in on their stuff. They go on to say that the investigator goes on to say there's a mountain of evidence we can't ignore. Right? They want an investigation now. Investigate fully. Right? Robert Mueller did just that, and he came up with a goose egg. Where was the evidence? Where were you trying to keep our focus or redirect us? Redirect our focus. They're getting better and better at this. We need to get better at it fast. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and sign up for our email blast. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.